remaining upright and steady. I think people are too caught up in being perfect and controlling of every situation and everyone in it. And when perfection rests just a little bit beyond their fingertips, guilt and shame then soon follow nagging at their heels. I also think there's a lot of people who hear their mother and father's voice saying something like, "Well, if you just got up a little earlier," or "if you hadn't shot off your big mouth," or "I'd have done it differently." Sometimes those voices sound a lot like my own voice. Sometimes my own voices. "Why, that boy ought to pull himself up by his bootstraps and do right by that little lady." You know, it's not always that easy. I think we all fall short of the marker, even when we're hitting most of the other markers in our life. We can't hit them all, and that's okay. When stress comes our way, we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. Okay, you ate that quart of chocolate ice cream all in one sitting, and now you're kicking yourself. Stop it. We all goof up. Say to yourself, "I'll get it right tomorrow, but today, I deserve to indulge myself. After all, I deserve it." I think we all ought to cut ourselves a little slack and admit it's hard to always be the perfect gentleman or the accomplished lady. Now, I'm not saying we should strive for life in the gutter either. We need balance. Balance is good. Webster's dictionary says balance is nothing more than an even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady. So, shoot for that. I'm upright and steady today. Easy goal, easy to accomplish. I have a problem with procrastination in my life. I've learned that that's how I am, and I'm probably never going to change. I accept it, I work with it, and I won't be too hard on myself. Now, when I have a task to do, I try to start it earlier and just do a little bit, knowing when I start that I'm giving myself permission to just do a small portion of work. I find it's much easier to get started that way. Most of the time, I get a lot done, more than I thought. And when I take a break, I don't browbeat myself for stopping. Another definition, mental and emotional steadiness. I'm sane in most areas of my life, so why can't I be a little crazy sometimes in other areas? Why not? As long as I balance everything out. Got a major term paper due next week and having a hard time getting started? Do the very basic first steps and grant yourself another game or two or three of hearts on your cell phone. And then don't let guilt set in. Work hard on a problem and then take a break, maybe two, and then get back at it. I like this one. Proper balancing in my life is akin to bringing harmony or proportion to my life. Harmony. Balance. Now that I've finished off this fresh new package of peanut butter M&Ms, I'm going to starve myself the next 2 days. I know, I'll call it fasting. And then smile a lot. It's all about balance. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.